Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schuelt. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bump Hadley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bump Hadley. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Fred Schuelt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuelt hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil misplays the ball. That's an error on Cecil. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Burns steals second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell takes first base on ball four. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick strikes out. There goes Averill. The throw from Farrell to Melillo, and back to Burns, who tags Averill out. Cecil scores. It's 1-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Farrell. Melillo moves to second. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy bunts towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Levy for the out. Melillo moves to third. Storti moves to second. One out. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley takes first base on ball four. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Burns, and towards Melillo, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Morgan moves to third. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. Campbell moves to third. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cecil hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Porter reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmek hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melillo strikes out. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 1 in the game. Storti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 0 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 0 in the game. with a walk. Hadley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. Hadley reaches second base with a double. Levy goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Indians. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0-for-2 in the game. Schulte hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hadley scores. It's Browns, 2, Indians, 2. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Myatt reaches second base with a double. Morgan moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Com hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin, who is chasing the ball. Com reaches third base with a triple. Morgan scores. Myatt scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-1 in the game. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy misplays the ball. That's an error on Levy. Com scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell strikes out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Montague moves to third. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Cecil moves to second. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Montague scores. Cecil scores. Averill moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-2, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Farrell for a passed ball. Averill moves to third. Vosmek moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Wally Hebert now pitching. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Myatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. Vosmek scores. Morgan moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 9-2, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got three RBIs. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Benny Bengo now catching. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 2 in the game. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell strikes out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Storti hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy takes first base on ball 4. Melillo moves to second. Tom Jenkins pinch hits for Wally Hebert. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Schult reaches second base with a double. Melillo scores. Levy goes all the way around to score. It's 9-4, Indians. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Schult moves to third. Burns moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 3 in the game. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Cooney now pitching. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Vosmek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bengo moves to second. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. Bengo moves to third. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it and throws to second for the out. Bengo scores. Two outs. It's 9-5, Indians. Bob Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney takes first base on ball 4. Levy moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Schult hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Morgan hits a line drive towards first. Burns reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-3 in the game. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-4 in the game. Goslin hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 5. The Indians will come to bat. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Melillo. Cecil moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Cooney covering, for the out. Cecil moves to third. Porter moves to second. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil scores. Porter scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 11-5, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Cooney, and towards Levy, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bengo takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bengo moves to second. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Storti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bengo moves to third. Melillo moves to second. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Levy takes first base on ball 4. Bengo scores. Melillo moves to third. Storti moves to second. It's 11-6, Indians. Johnny Schult pinch hits for Bob Cooney. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Johnny Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Melillo scores. One out. It's 11-7, Indians. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and St. Louis Browns, 7. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.